kind of an antidote.
Yeah.
Well, is molasses any darker or sweeter than syrup?
Yes, molasses is darker and, as a rule, heavier.
I see.
Of course, that depends on your style of cooking. That goes back to one of our cookings. Poppin', the owner of the mill, sitting there talking in their low German language, you know, and not paying any mind what's going on with that molasses. They figure it's far off being ready to be taken off. And a young fella come up, and he sniffed it. When he came pretty close to it, he could smell that molasses getting well done. He hollers, says, "Hey, you better get that out of the fire, you know, after it gets up to a certain consistency. You got to be fast. Otherwise, you have trouble getting it out of the pan. Still, it'll solidify on you."
Right.
And he hollered, and, "Oh," they said, "that's not ready yet." He says, "Yes, it's ready. Come on, let's take it off," he said. And he rushed them into it. Well, they got it off. And as warm as that molasses still was, it was hard to get out of the pan. You could take it and spoon it, it would hardly flow. Well, we got it home all right and everything. But after you had it in a jug or something, you had trouble getting it out. You can fill up a glass with that molasses and put your spoon in. You could lift the glass, spoon, and everything up, and it wouldn't turn loose, see? But the Mexicans we had, we used to have a lot of Mexican renters, you know,
right,
on sharecroppers. And they come and buy molasses. They all want the molasses duro, that's the heavy molasses.
Right.
It had a better flavor, seemed like. It just turned out to be better. And they could take that molasses and add water, and out of one quart, make 2 quarts, see? So, it, as a rule, your molasses is definitely heavier than syrup. Except this commercial molasses, they can get that pretty light because they get it so close to the point of non-spoiling as they can get, see? And they get more gallons. Well, is it
at the bottom of the cooker?
Yeah, was it raised?
Yes.
Yeah, that's all right. We are trying to make something.
What is that?
German dish of some kind. I never heard of it till
you. Well, what is it?
Well, I came translated in English. In German, they call it Mehlpeet.
Mehlpeet.
Mehl is flour. That's made out of flour. Peet. But the only translation that I can think of that it might be is dumpling. But it's a big dumpling, solid.
How do you prepare it?
Well, this here is the easy way. We're just experimenting with it. Take buy that frozen dough, you know, let it rise, and then put it in a bag like that. And you put it in a pot, kind of a pressure pot, though we're not using the pressure part of it, but put water in it, about enough to cover the bottom pretty good, and then just steam it until it's done. And it comes out more or less like a dumpling, only a big dumpling. Then you slice that in slices like bread, and to have a vanilla custard that you put over it. And a lot of them use this in conjunction with their green beans. They put the green bean cooking in the bottom of the pot and then lay this on top, which gives it a little bit different flavor.
That's true.